Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. It's been a long time since we've talked about the concept of moderation. And I'm out in Colorado, and one of the things that they do every year is they run a race called the Triple Bypass, and it's a bike race that takes you through three mountain passes and all over 10,000 feet. Now, I'm a biker, but what I find is that trying to climb these things, first of all, is insane. I mean, just one of the passes, the one closest to me, which is Vail Pass, and I've got out there, and it's just a relentless uphill climb. And at times you feel like your heart's going to explode out of your chest because it's pumping so hard. Now, for me, I don't find it that enjoyable. I really don't. I much prefer something a little bit mellower, but you know, still, I like to get a good workout. And I like to get my heart rate up over 140 beats per minute and keep it there for a while because that's, you know, that's my target heart rate, and that's how I can burn a lot of calories, and it's very helpful to do it. But the idea of doing this race, which I had some friends trying to talk me into, there's nothing there that I really want to do because I know how much pain I'm going to be experiencing. And I guess I've reached a stage in my life where I don't have to necessarily prove that much to myself anymore. I'm happy with where I am. And the whole idea of moderation really comes into being here because at the end of the day, you know, not everybody has to be, you know, an Ironman triathlete. It's okay if you just do things in moderation. If you like to get on a bike, but you know you don't want to ride 100 miles, or you don't want to do one of these crazy things where you're riding through three mountain passes. That's okay. And when we talk about moderation, think about it across life. People get crazy with diets, where they'll only eat certain foods, or they'll eat, you know, a ridiculously small number of calories a day. And the reality of it is you can't keep that up forever because sooner or later you're going to want to cheat on that diet, and you're not going to be, and as a lifestyle, it just doesn't work. So if you were to moderate instead, where you said, okay, let me watch my caloric intake for, you know, and then once a week, I want to have a really nice meal and I want to eat things that I normally wouldn't eat. That's okay because it's in moderation. Now, if you do it every day, that's not going to work for you. The key to life is to keep things in check so you don't get too far out of line in any one area. And I find this across everything. When I used to run, if I'd train too hard, in other words, if I'd run more than, you know, 7 or 8 miles a day, eventually my knees would start to hurt and I'd get shin splints. Again, back to moderation. If I ran 3 or 4 miles a day, that's okay. Yeah, I might not be that hardcore person, you know, that some of my friends are. And I may not be the most ultra competitive person out there. That's okay too. So this whole concept of saying, what is it that I can do? I want to stay healthy, or whatever it is, whatever discipline you're going to, you don't necessarily have to go to extremes. And I know we live in a culture that really focuses on the extremes and doing everything you can possibly do and running as far, driving as hard. That's okay. For me, I get on my bike, I burn 1,000 calories, it takes me an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and 20 minutes, I get a good workout in, my heart rate's up, I'm happy. That's all I need, especially at, you know, as we get older. We don't really need to keep pushing the envelope too much. Focus on the moderation piece. At work, at home, if you work too much, it's going to affect your family life. If you spend too much time with your family, it's going to affect your work life. Right, so everything has its place, and figuring out what that proper balance is all about what moderation is. So I just want you to think about your own life. Think about where you are. How balanced are you right now? And the question you should be asking yourself is, how can I adjust that balance so things feel right? I'm not at any one extreme anywhere. I've got a good balance, and I'm doing things in moderation. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. And if you yourself haven't subscribed yet, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button. And while you're there, if you'd be kind enough to leave a review, I'd really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today, I just want you to think about your life. Are you going to extremes in any one area? Is it affecting the overall balance in your life? See what you can do to make those adjustments. Remember, what we're trying to do is keep everything in moderation.